from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hurricane Irma bears down on Florida. Hurricane Irma is barreling toward the U.S. state of Florida after raining down death and destruction on the Caribbean. Travis Long James is a sailboat worker who endured the storm but is wondering where his boat is.
The place we're staying at was a concrete structure. It was pretty solid. I have a boat that was out there in the harbor, and that is nowhere to be found. A lot of boats are damaged.
Mike Brennan is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Governor of Florida, Rick Scott.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot.
Irma's highest sustained winds are 280 kilometers per hour. North Korea is still in the news. In a press conference at the White House, President Trump warned North Korea not to provoke the U.S. to take military action against it.
Each day, new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world, by far. Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
After the president's comments, a senior Trump administration official expressed concern that North Korea cannot be deterred from pursuing its missile and nuclear programs. Mexico's president said Friday the earthquake that toppled houses in South Chiapas State late Thursday has killed five people and is the most powerful quake to strike the country in 100 years. He said it was bigger than one in 1985 that killed thousands. This is VOA News. Syria says several people were killed when Israeli warplanes struck a military facility near Hama that Western nations allege is linked to Damascus's chemical weapons program. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Arab media Thursday showed footage of what appeared to be burning buildings following an Israeli airstrike on an alleged Syrian government chemical weapons plant near the town of Masyaf in the northwest of the country near Hama. Lebanese media reported that the Israeli warplanes violated Lebanese airspace, launching their missiles at the Syrian plant from inside Lebanese territory. Israel made no official comment on the airstrikes, although a former Israeli intelligence chief praised the attack. Israel has launched a number of attacks on what it claimed were pro-Iranian military convoys or facilities near Damascus over the past several years. Israel also launched an attack destroying an alleged Syrian nuclear facility under construction in 2007. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Two Turkish-American men involved in a brawl at the Turkish embassy in Washington earlier this year have pleaded not guilty to assault charges. 18 people, many of whom were members of the Turkish ambassador's security detail, were indicted for allegedly attacking protesters outside the ambassador's residence on May 16th. All 18 were charged with conspiracy to commit a crime of violence, a felony punishment by a maximum of 15 years in prison. A United Nations report warns poverty, deprivation, and government abuse of power are driving young Africans to join violent extremist groups such as Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and Islamic State. Lead author of the report in the UN Development Fund America Regional Program Coordinator, Mohamed Yahya, he tells VOA solutions other than those dealing with security measures must be found to address this problem.
Security actors obviously have an important role to play, but security becomes important only when these groups, these people who have joined these groups, have acted or have engaged in terrorist acts or violent extremist acts, I should say, and in many cases late because they've already joined. So what is it that can be done before they join?
The two-year first-of-a-kind study is based on interviews with 495 voluntary recruits to extremist organizations. Speaking to thousands gathered in Colombia's capital of Bogota, Pope Francis said young people represented hope for reconciliation in the country, ravaged by five decades of guerrilla fighting and divided by the anger some Colombians had over the government's peace deal last November with a revolutionary armed forces of Colombia. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.